What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning in to Dig Straight Down, I want to say welcome to the show. This podcast is all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are coming for sure to the game, or things that we would just like to see one day added to the game, or just, you know, fun speculations and ideas that we're not taking too seriously. So thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the podcast. Now, what have I been up to in Minecraft lately? Well, I have finished the Dig Straight Down recording studio on the Ripple Effect server, and I am turning my attention back to my base, to my farm. If you've followed my videos that I've made for the Ripple Effect server, I built my my base is basically a farm, and I pronounced it finished in the last episode that I released of the Ripple Effect Let's Play. And, well, I'm going to take that back. It's not finished. I want to build a greenhouse just as a fun project. I've always wanted to build a greenhouse, and I think that this would be a good opportunity. So lately, I've just been sort of like thinking about designs, thinking about where I want to put it. I think I got a good place to put it, and I've just been gathering resources to do that. So if you're watching this podcast on YouTube or Spotify, you will probably begin to see me start working on that project. So yeah, that's what I've been up to in Minecraft. Nothing too big, nothing too, you know, crazy. Just a fun little project, building a greenhouse. So I want to start off this episode by reading an email that I got from Crazy Banana Guy. And Crazy Banana Guy writes, "Hi, Rebel. Since the 1.20 unnamed update is supposed to be about representation and stuff, I think they might actually add a new crop, rice. It is a staple food in most Asian countries, after all. In Thailand, I eat rice almost every day. You would plant the rice seeds, which you would find in chests in various places, in one block deep water, like mangrove propagules. Then to cook it, you would have to boil water in a cauldron by placing a campfire or magma block underneath it. You would then be able to boil the rice in it. You could boil potatoes in it too, and maybe other foods. Then by placing a basket over it, crafted using sugarcane or bamboo, you would steam the rice. It would fill 4 health points, but when combined with a meat, it would add 4 health points and give regeneration for 5 seconds. If you steamed it for a second time, it would become sticky rice, which would give strength for 5 seconds. It only fills 2 health points, though, except it adds 2 health points when combined with meat. Crazy Banana Guy accidentally fell into a cauldron of boiling water while trying to steam rice. Ouch, that sounds painful. Well, I like the idea of adding rice to Minecraft. I've seen a lot of people talking about this, actually. I say a lot of people, it's only been like a couple of people. I think it was Prowl on Twitter has been talking about adding rice using the sniffer, and maybe rice being some sort of ancient grain that the new sniffer mob can find that we can then farm and use as a food source. I like the idea of cooking it in a boiling cauldron because, of course, this gives us the ability to boil things in cauldrons. I like this idea a lot, and I do think that rice being a staple in most Asian countries, it will sort of broaden the scope of cultural references, I guess, in Minecraft, and take it from being just sort of European-centric to more globalistic, and I like that idea a lot. It would appeal to a lot of Minecraft fans that don't live in a Western country. So, absolutely, let's add rice to Minecraft. Now, for the main discussion of this episode, I want to talk about what the 1.20 update could be, sort of prompted by that email, but also continuing a discussion that I started many episodes back. There was an episode where I asked the question, what do you think the 1.20 update will bring? And I got several answers, and I want to read these answers one at a time and add my thoughts and opinions on them. So let's start with this answer from James J. And James says, I feel like the archaeology system would fall into all three of those categories. No, the categories they're talking about there are the categories that they gave us for the 1.20 update, which was, I think it was representation, inclusion, and self-expression, something like that. And the archaeology system, they say, could fall into those categories. And I think, you know what? That's actually true. Archaeology is something that they announced back when the Caves and Cliffs update was announced for the very first time, before even they announced that it was going to be a part one and part two update. Now, since then, the archaeology system has been placed on the back burner, unfortunately, because it's just a very complicated thing, and I think they wanted to iron out some more details before they actually added it to the game. They wanted it to be a polished feature. And I think that's absolutely true. I would rather wait a long time for a very good archaeology system than have an archaeology system right away that is not very good. So archaeology system, absolutely, I think, could be coming in 1.20. They have had plenty of time to develop it as an idea. But I'm not going to bet on it because they haven't been talking about it lately. We are getting into the part of the year where we should be beginning to see more features announced for 1.20 on top of the ones that we have already. And they haven't mentioned anything about archaeology yet. So I'm not going to hold out too much hope that archaeology is coming in 1.20. But I sure would like for it to be the case.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Somebody who did not leave their name answered my question and said, I think a necromancer from Minecraft Dungeons could fit well in this update. It would be found in desert temples. It could have a chance to spawn when opening chests. It could create dimension as well. So I'm not sure what they mean by adding a dimension through the necromancer, unless it's like a dimension of the undead, which would be really, really cool. So yeah, absolutely. Let's add an undead dimension would be crazy. But I do like the idea of adding things from Minecraft Dungeons. Minecraft Dungeons has so much potential in it. And I do know for a fact that piglins were first developed for Minecraft Dungeons, and then they came to Minecraft, just the base game. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that things like the necromancer in Minecraft Dungeons could come one day to the normal base Minecraft game. It's just a matter of Mojang coming up with a way that they could add it to the game that would feel balanced and feel like it fits. So adding a necromancer to things like desert temples makes sense because desert temples are tombs. If you go to the chests where you would usually find the loot, there's rotten flesh and there's bones in these chests. And to my understanding of the lore, this means that those are the remains of whatever royalty or whatever notable person was buried in this temple, sort of like a pyramid. And that they were buried with all of their treasures. And so we just raid their, we're basically raiding a graveyard when we raid a desert temple. So having a necromancer there to sort of protect the loot might be interesting. Maybe this would be better for a jungle temple or for maybe a completely new temple altogether. Since in the jungle temple, we do have the redstone puzzle that's protecting the loot. And in the desert temple, we do have the TNT booby trap that you have to be careful of. So maybe this could be better for a completely new structure, or, you know, maybe just add this on top of the TNT. I think that the necromancer could find an interesting home in a Minecraft temple somewhere. And for the last one, Adam says, automatically generated books. These would contain one out of many stories possible, and they would be quite rare, with them only being found in three places: the Jungle Temple, shipwrecks, and village libraries. Now, I think that having played with AI and ChatGPT and things like this, I think automatically generated books could be possible. I think that they would have to put safeguards in place so that these automatically generated books don't make things that are inappropriate for the players to read. But it is absolutely within the realm of possibility to be able to find books that have a completely original story in them. I don't know. That would be really, really cool and would give, obviously, extra layers of lore and extra layers of uniqueness to your Minecraft world that I would love to see. So, yeah, Mojang, let's add some ChatGPT-powered, automated, automatically generated books to Minecraft. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And if you have any ideas, questions, or comments that you want to send me, send them to me at digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. You can also connect with me on Twitter. I am at rebeljc_92. And as always, guys, until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at bedrock.